Well, you in one room, you know, you could, it's depending on the way the bed was turned. You know, you could put two beds in there. And then in the living room, my mother had the bed up in there.
Was the kitchen in the front or the back?
In the back.
Okay.
And no screen doors. And we used to wreck the yard with strawberries, which were very popular then.
Yeah.
Right. Used to go out and cut straw and wrap it up and clean the yard.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor, everybody that stayed on that man place, you know, had, you know, kept a ball yard. Mm-hmm. Had a few flowers in the yard, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just a few. Most of it just a clean ball spot.
Yeah. When your mother wanted flowers in the house, where would she put them? Would she have something to put them in?
Most, you know, just take a jar and put them in.
Or a little flower vase.
No, I don't think she had a vase. I don't think she really got no vase until she started working, you know, and then the lady would give her some.
Okay. Now, did you have, when you came up to the house, did you have a, was there anything on the front of the house? In other words, where you could sit out and put something out there?
Yeah, we had a big old tree out in the yard.
Yeah.
And had about one or two chairs, straw chairs, you know, make them put rubber.
Yeah.
In the center.
Now, when you, was there, the house, did it have a room up under the top of the house? You know, like up on the top of the roof?
Nuh-uh. It wasn't anything in the top, you know.
Okay.
Just a barrel.
Okay. Now the house that you live in, does it have a, what would you call a room up on the
top? An attic?
Yeah.
No, we don't have one.
Okay.
No.
And what was the roof, what was the top of the house?
Ten.
At the windows, you know, you seen those things that they would have rollers on to pull down?
Right.
What are those? Those are
Those was, you know, just those pane that you push up and then you prop a stick up on them, hold them up. There wasn't very many windows either. And we had just a plain old wooden door. Stuff, that was about it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in some houses, you know, there'll be a little room off of the kitchen where people would keep canned goods and things like that.
Pantry.
Uh-huh.
No, didn't have a pantry then.
Okay. Did your daddy or did the house have any other rooms maybe where you keep a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away or things like that?
Nuh-uh. Mind me, everything that, you know, my mother had then, well, when she moved with it, you know, she kept most of it.
Yeah.
Cause then, you know, now she says antique and stuff like that.
What about some of the things that she did around the house, your mother's, that she had to do?
Well, they made soap once a month, lye soap.
Uh-huh.
Then my mother would have a wash pot, you know, build a fire, get up there and build a fire on it, and a bunch of women get out there and make the soap and stuff. And they take devil lye, and I don't know what else. I knew they had devil lye in it,
yeah.
And put it in the pot.
Yeah.
And then they made lye soap, and like a bunch of them got together, you know, late on a Sunday evening. They would play ball, and a bunch of us, you know, just get out in the yard and play ball.
Yeah.
And after about sundown, everybody used to be in the house and in the bed because, you know, the next day you have to get up and go back to the fields and stuff.
Yeah.
And my mother then was working in the house, when she got off there, she came directly home and then, you know, went to the fields and picked cotton and stuff. Then came home and cooked.
She's working in the house. That's a big house and bringing the place.
Yeah, big house. She worked up there just for a while in the morning time, washed and then about 9, she would come home and then go to the field.
Uh-huh.
And after that, by that time, the dew bit on, you know, dried off some. Then I could go out in the field and pick cotton too.
Yeah.